guys.
Milk throat over there.
Hello, guys. Happy birthday, Nick. DGS and KMOX, happy Friday. We're coming to you from Studio C, not Studio B. Studio B is getting a brand new spanking board, and we're here, I think, just for today, although I'm really enjoying this. I'd like to be taken out of my element. I like to be challenged in these sort of ways. It just kind of makes the show feel different, and it is different. People are texting about all kinds of stuff, 436-7900, 314-436-7900. Sue Thomas is here from down the hall at 97.1. Sue at 2.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Thanks. It's weird in here, but I like it.
I like your denim. I like the jacket.
Thank you.
It's a good
I've
look.
Had it for a really long time.
So it's like legit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have a jean vest that used to be a jean jacket. It's Levi's, and my mom got it for me for Christmas when I was 12, and it's still hanging in there. Like, it is still a very nice article of clothing. Those things can last forever.
I, too, can wear things from when I was 12.
Uh-huh. That's a cute story.
Not anymore. You're too swollen.
Also too fat.
I have a ruling. You ready?
Okay, yeah, we're ready.
You're in bed. You get up and you step on a human arm.
Oh.
From under your bed.
Okay.
Do you hope it's a dead body or a living person?
It better be dead or it's going to be.
I guess what? I'm hoping it's living.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I want it to be living.
But then it's a danger.
Are we assuming that it's not like somebody you know?
Nope.
Like it's
all you know is it's dead or alive.
It's just an arm.
It's just an arm. It's a dead person or it's a live person.
I feel like if they're alive, I still have the high ground. Like, I'm able to stand up. They have to scoot out from under the bed to try and get me. So
you really have the high ground if they're dead, though.
Yeah, say if they're dead, they ain't getting you.
That's true, but then someone murdered someone and stuffed them under your
exactly.
bed.
Exactly. Then the police come and they think it was you, Rachel. Yeah.
There
that's
you go.
Why
sounds
you
like Sue's had this happen before.
No, I'm just saying. You got to go alive rather than dead. What if, they're going to think you did it.
What if there's none of those consequences? It's just you have to deal with it at that moment.
Dead.
I'm still going alive. I don't want to step on
Rach.
A dead person's
I want
arm.
A dead body under my bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That it's. I would rather have to fight a human with a machete than deal with a dead
so
person.
So you'd rather make them dead than they
thank
already
you,
be
Kevin.
Dead?
Yeah.
Yes.
You would rather make them dead?
Yes.
All right. Huh. I'd rather not have to do that extra work.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Let's just drag it out.
I know this. The first step would be the only step. The rest would be stomps.
Let us know on the text line. 314-436-7900. You'd rather have a dead body under your bed or a live one?
With no worries about investigations or anything like that,
wait
right?
a minute. But if it's alive, Rachel, what if it's some man who wants to come up there and harm you in some way? It's a burglar. I don't know. It's too
what
scary.
What if it's the Hamburglar?
I still feel good because, like I said, they have to slide out from under the
He's
bed.
He's there to burgle your ham.
What are you going to do in the meantime? Do you have a
stomp
baseball
on
bat?
Him.
I see.
Stomp
I see.
On that arm.
And then, yeah, I do have like a baseball bat that I could
okay.
Then what
take
if,
and
out
grabs
with?
Your
what if
ankle.
You step on that arm with your bare foot and it's cold and stiff?
Yeah, it's dead.
Right.
No, thank
it's
you.
Okay.
No. I'll take my chances.
One less thing to worry about.
I say again, just like, oh man, a dead guy's under
yeah,
my
be
bed.
Like, damn it, I got to drag this out to the backyard.
Sounds like you've done that before.
No, not that I'm aware of.
Other than call the authorities, say that's not an option.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You step on a dead arm, it's attached to a dead person. What do you do?
Besides call the authorities? Okay.
Yeah. It's, going into, it's an alternate universe where you don't do the right thing.
It's going into the yard.
Yeah, but I mean, it has to go out of the yard.
Drag him down
can't
the steps.
Have a dead
oh,
body
you mean
yard.
Like permanently?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant just like in the moment. I don't know.
I guess I'm just going to take him out to the dumpster.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I live in
I
the
don't
city.
Know what else
I don't have
do.
Many options.
Yeah, if
and
I
you live in the city.
If I can't call any
right.
authorities,
try
then
pinning it on you.
I might
goes
call
in the
Kevin
trunk
to have
and then it goes
it.
Away.
Kevin got a dead body again.
All right. Be right over.
Let's go.
I'm good.
If it's a live person, do you try to reason with them?
Nope. I don't know.
Nope.
No.
You need to know. Okay. I was going to say. I thought you said, I don't know. Like, you need to know these things. Because it's going to happen.
No.
No reasoning?
No. It's going to happen because Dave's going to be waiting.
Because I'm going to be under your bed.
No, like, no,
I'm going to make one arm really cold.
Yeah. You know, like, put an ice
I'll be
pack.
Like, Sisu, you see how terrible it is? And then she shoots me.
Sorry, you're dead. No discussion.
Yeah.
You wake up with Dave Glover under your bed. Do you want him dead? Or you want to kill him?
Maybe I just shoot him in the knee.
Now, if I can see that it's you, I'm going to immediately start laughing. Like, you got me.
Oh, my God, Lord. I would kill anyone.
Yes.
I'm trying to think who I wouldn't kill.
Anybody.
There are people I'd feel badly about killing. I would regret it. But I'm still killing you with a shovel.
Man.
Any texters telling us what they want?
No, nobody wants to talk about dead arms.
Oh, they'll talk about trans all day long, but they're not going to talk about dead bodies.
Yeah, they definitely wanted to talk about
bed.
Microphones and stuff, but no. Oh, hold on. Dead body is the choice from the 573.
Yeah.
He stepped on one arm. Who knows what's in the other arms? Good point.
True.
Solid point.
Could be a sword. Maybe one of those big pickles.
Big pickle.
That's from the 573.
Okay.
Good play right
there.
Okay,
for real. I think if a naked live person wiggles out from under my bed, and I have the choice of them having a knife or a big pickle, I think I'm going knife.
No.
What?
Yes.
What sense does that make?
Because if they have a pickle, they're crazy.
If they have a knife, they're crazy.
And they're going to do this. And then I'm going to die of a heart attack.
They are under your bed.
With a big pickle.
They are already crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the pickle puts it over the top.
Oh.
What if it's a big gherkin? Can't find a guy with a big sweet gherkin?
How do they make the gherkins?
I know this.
Do you?
Tell us.
I don't know. I don't know about pickles.
I like that you believe me for a second, though.
I think you.
My mom used to make pickles. Oh, God, were they terrible.
Oh, really?
Really?
They tasted more like dirt than a pickle. I mean, and she just raved about them and bragged about them. And it's like that Andy Griffith episode where AMP can't make pickles. It was just terrible.
Didn't you just put a cucumber in pickle juice?
Pickle juice.
Everything's
no,
easy for Wheeler.
I don't
know.
You
put it in a brine.
Yeah.
I think just a salt.
You get pickle juice.
A vinegar.
Yes.
I see. So there's no. I got you.
They're just small. They're just little baby pickles.
They're just little cukes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just make them the same way as the big cukes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Dave, you got a backer. She says you can't stab someone through the mattress with a big pickle.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's 314.
That's a backer?
No, it's backing me.
Oh, I got you. I was going to say. Yeah, they could do other things to you with a big pickle, though. Mm. Most of all, scaring you to death. Like, for example, if a burglar came into your home and you walked down the stairs naked, wearing a baby mask, they're not staying.
You wouldn't think.
Right? That's every bit as terrifying as a gun.
Mm.
I think I'd rather have the gun on my side.
Yeah, me too.
The baby mask?
Yeah, the risk it with
you
the baby mask.
You guys are just crazy.
Yeah.
You don't know how self-protection works.
I guess not.
If you're naked with a baby mask and a big gherkin, that didn't sound great.
No, it's
really.
not great.
Has it sounded like that the whole time I've been saying big gherkin?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit, yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Gherkin. It's a great word. Kind of like it. Something more real. I was at Denny's yesterday. Love me some Denny's. And the very sweet women next to me prayed over their moons over my hammy. And it just really brought home to me after this contentious election that we really do need to make room for other people. I'm an agnostic. I'm not a believer, but I'm very respectful of people's beliefs. As I always say, I don't know how a toaster works, so how am I going to tell you who God is or whether your God exists or not? And it was sweet to see them do that.
Yeah, that's nice.
It was very nice. It made me a little jealous. They have something that I don't.
Well, you did have it.
I did.
So
I did.
Did it make you want to go back there, or did you just think... I just kind of miss it. What were your thoughts?
If I could snap my fingers and go back, I would, because it was an easier life. But I have to be intellectually honest. And I could be, I'm not saying that people who are believers are not intellectually honest or they're fooling themselves. Everyone just has their own brain.
Right, it's honest to yourself.
With their own shaped thoughts
and
their own journey. Who knows? I may die a very religious person. I mean, probably a lot of people.
I would also make the point, too, that a lot of very religious people need to do what you're talking about and allow for people to not believe what they believe.
Do you think that religious people need to open their mind to not being religious? For example, if someone is a Christian, do they have any sort of, in your mind, intellectual obligation to read a book by Sam Harris, who's an atheist, so that they can test their faith the way that they would want me to test my lack of faith?
I don't think there's a requirement. It probably helps you understand your fellow man to do that.
To understand a little bit.
Regardless, and I would say the same thing for the atheist who maybe grew up an atheist and wasn't religious before. Yeah, it's probably a good idea to understand what other people believe, why they believe it, how they go about it. I think if every person of every faith, because that's not just faith versus no faith.
Right.
There are lots of different faiths out there, and they're always fighting with each other, too.
Yeah.
I don't recall any great atheist wars,
but
where they're fighting as a group against another group.
But other than academics, I know very few Christians who feel the need to study the Quran for 5 years to make sure that they're not betting on the wrong horse and vice versa. Right. Ideally, I think that would happen.
Yeah.
If we lived 1,000 years, I think it would be great to take 10 years and study each major religion and come out the other end and go, I'm a this or I'm a nothing.
I'm not sure you need that much time. I took a world religion class just in college, and it was interesting. But when you find out, or when I particularly found out about the details of certain ones, I was able to say, okay, I get it. I see where you're coming from, but that's not what interests me. So I could move on.
And as an agnostic, I think every high school kid should have that. I think there should be a survey of world religions.
It's not a bad idea, Dave.
No.
Uh-uh.
No. I don't think information's ever a bad idea.
No.
I'm sure there are certain books I wouldn't want to read or have my kids read, but as far as, like, Phoebe going to Catholic school, I don't know how much they did on world religions or other religions, but I think they should. I think that if you are going to say, I believe in this particular deity, you should have the information behind you to intellectually be able to defend it.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I think maybe more impactful, too, though, is interacting with people from different groups. Yes, we can use religious versus non-religious and all that, but I mean, just different groups. You know, because it's hard to conceptualize things if you don't know a person or you haven't had a conversation. Like, a book is great and you can learn from it. But I use myself as an example. Like, I grew up in suburban Detroit, right? Mostly white Christian people, mostly in the areas that I lived. My high school was a Catholic school. Again, we had some kids who were from India. We had some African American kids, but it was mostly white kids. That's what I grew up around. I got down to college in Miami, and my friends are Cuban and Puerto Rican and African American from New York City or from Jacksonville, Florida.
Same with me at WashU.
Yes, exactly. And I think that helps you get the ideas and the people behind whatever the dogmas are.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Yeah, I think that's more important than reading books.
Because it doesn't have to be about you challenging yourself or me challenging myself as much as it is understanding everybody.
Yeah.
So that you have so you view them in the same way that you want them to view you.
Happy Friday, guys. Coming to you from a different studio, which sounds really weird in our headphones, and it's a completely different configuration. Maybe it sounds weird to you guys, too, but we're just, like, making the most of this little adventure. We'll be back in our main studio on Monday, and that'll be weird, too, because we're going to have new electronics and whatnot. People are texting in about anything we're talking about, anything you guys want to talk about at 314-436-7900. So Andrew's in another room now, but he can hear us.
Hi. That's loud.
Lordy.
Whoop, whoop. I'll pat him down a smidge.
Oh, he's right behind me. Yeah, would you rather find a dead body, a live body, or Andrew?
I'll take Andrew.
Yeah, I'll take Andrew.
Andrew. Totally I know Andrew. Andrew's intentions are good.
Yeah.
What if he's got the gherkin?
He would never. He hates pickles.
Yeah. Good point.
Do you? You hate pickles?
Yeah, you remember this. I ate a pickle on the show and then I vomited.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who says vomited?
I vomited.
With a D, vomited.
Vomited.
And then I defecated.
I vommed.
Rachel, you want to talk about the foods at the very first Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I thought this was kind of interesting. So Edward Winslow wrote a letter in December of 1621 that mentions the first Thanksgiving gathering. And it doesn't offer up a lot of specifics about what was served that day, but he did make sure to mention that the Native Americans brought deer to the first ever Thanksgiving. So venison was consumed rather than turkey, perhaps. You know, I think I think when you picture the first Thanksgiving.
Oh, I've got a very specific picture in my mind.
I don't think they had the green bean casserole at
right.
that point.
You know, it's, right.
But here's some of the other things they did have. American chestnuts. I don't know if I've ever eaten a chestnut before.
I have. Down on 5th Street, Main Street, when they have the Christmas chestnuts roasting on an open fire. They're really good.
Yeah, they're good.
So have you guys ever heard of Samp?
Nope.
I'm sorry, are you saying S-A-M-P?
That's correct.
I have not.
It's a soft corn porridge, and it's still popular in some parts of the world today, but that was served at the first ever Thanksgiving.
Andrew would have brought the Samp.
Yeah, I'll try Samp.
You can have mine.
They would have been like, we have this thing, it's called maize, and Andrew would have lost his dang
mind.
He'd
have been like, no, thank you. They're like, it's another word for corn.
He's
like,
I invented it.
Yeah, I'd have been like, no, that's corn. Don't try and fool me.
Don't you guys have the picture, though, from the little appliques they put on your grade school wall?
Oh, yeah.
Where the Native Americans were so thankful for the white people feeding them turkey.
Oh, I was just thinking about the cornucopia, but yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, the cornucopia.
Oh, yeah. With all the stuff coming out and Samp.
Shellfish was another thing that was served because of, you know, where Plymouth was located geographically. It's a coastal location overlooking Cape Cod Bay. So there's a multitude of shellfish that they could choose from. Mussels, lobster, clams were very plentiful in those days.
Interesting.
So that was likely at the first Thanksgiving. One of my personal favorites, cornbread, was most likely served at the first ever Thanksgiving. Yum. I wish we had some cornbread right now.
I could use some of that.
Yummy, yummy.
I wonder how long things went well between the settlers and the natives.
I'm going to guess not long.
Yeah. Seems like maybe like that evening.
Maybe different priorities going on with each group of people.
Yeah,
so not to say that there may be,
maybe that there weren't like small groups of people that got along okay and said we can live next to each other, but obviously we know the bigger picture.
Can you imagine being a Native American and a ship pulls up and these people get out?
No.
And they bring pigs or donkeys, whatever it is, and you're just like, what the hell?
And guns.
Because you didn't even know they existed.
Right, that would be super crazy weird.
But then again, I guess the settlers didn't know that they existed.
Right.
That must have been kind of a surprise.
You're reminding me of the beginning of the Disney film Pocahontas.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's good. I mean, if you have Disney Plus or something, you should watch it. I loved it
as a
kid. That
would make my life so sad.
Friday night, let's go.
I'm getting used to having a sad life, Rach, but going home on a Friday night and watching
animated Pocahontas
may be a bridge too far for even me.
But they, in the movie, when the settlers first pull up in their ships, they think that the sails are clouds. That's part of the film.
Interesting.
Do you guys know when you like go into an office to take like a sensitive phone call and you don't think anybody's in there and then someone's like sitting there and they turn and stare at you?
Did that just happen?
No, I just picture that's what it was like when the pilgrims landed.
Like going into an office to take a personal phone call?
Like, oh, dang, there's someone here.
They're like, oh, we didn't know there would be somebody here.
I get that.
I don't. Five songs of all time. My faves.
It's pretty good.
Love it. Beautiful song. We're coming to you from Studio C. A little different experience for us, maybe for you guys as well, but we're having a good time with it. Sue Thomas hanging out with us until 3 p.m. Fast food news?
Yes, we have some great fast food news stories for you today. Starting this week, Starbucks rolled out their 2024 holiday menu. coming back is the peppermint mocha. This is a fan favorite latte with swirls of mocha sauce and minty syrup, topped with whipped cream and sweet curls of dark chocolate. You can get it hot or iced, but you can also order it as a blended frappuccino if you want a adult milkshake. You can also get the caramel brulee latte, the chestnut praline latte, the iced sugar cookie almond milk latte, and the iced gingerbread oat milk chai.
Wow. They don't sound good. I wish I liked iced coffee.
Yeah.
I don't feel hip.
Do you like warm coffee?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't realize.
I love hot lattes, and I'm even okay. I kind of like the peppermint chocolate bark.
Okay.
I only really like it around Christmas, though, for some reason. I don't, like, hate it other times of the year. It's like eating pumpkin
seasonal
pie in April.
Yeah, I get it.
It just doesn't feel right.
I get it.
Can I say one thing about our breakfast today?
Yeah.
Rach and I went over to Chris's across the street. Chris's at the Docket. And she had the special, which was chicken fried chicken.
Oof. Wait a minute. Mwah.
So good.
That sounds great. I've never had that.
It's like a chicken fried steak, but it's chicken instead of pork. And the gravy.
Yeah, I've never had Chris's gravy before, because I'm not a big, like, biscuits and gravy
neither
person.
Neither am I.
Yeah,
okay,
it's
Rachel,
not my favorite thing.
You guys are both wrong.
Was it like a white?
Yes.
Okay, did it have this little sausage?
A little bit.
And it was good, huh?
It was really good.
So savory, so delicious.
All right.
We shared a pancake.
Yep.
That's very sweet.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
Yeah. Dave gave me some of his hash browns.
Yes,
that was nice
did.
Of him.
People might
a feast.
There's something wrong with us. We just sit there eating off each other's plate the whole time. Try this. No, you try this.
All right. There's a 10-piece chicken McNuggets for $1 at McDonald's through December 2nd.
Damn.
What?
Now, you have to do it through the McDonald's mobile app at participating restaurants, but this is nationwide, and you can only use it once a week. But, this is very cool. Chicken McNuggets normally cost about $5.99, so you're saving about $5.
Andrew, will you be doing that?
I've done it twice already. including yesterday.
And is it real? Like, they don't make you do anything else or jump through hoops?
Oh, yeah. No, there's no hoops. There's no nothing. It's just right there on the app.
Just shows up in your deals. Is that what it is?
Yep.
I have a question. Why the app?
Because I like them, Sue.
I understand that part, Andrew. Why are they sending you to apps? Like, what is the big payoff for the McDonald's and others from the app?
My theory.
Because more people would go if you could just go get it.
Right.
I would think.
My theory is that is very valuable market research that's very easy to collect.
They want your data.
And then sell. So, like, if they find out that I eat, I don't know, let's just say random number, 70 chicken nuggets a week.
Real random.
That is a super valuable number to someone to have that, and it's very easy to collect and, collect and collate and sell that data on, like, an app. That's kind of my theory.
Well,
I don't know that for a fact.
But
it's also for them.
That,
it's not just a sell. I mean, I think you have to agree for them to sell your data. I think they say
it's just valuable for McDonald's.
But it's valuable for them because they know how to market to you to get you in. And what they want is frequency of going to the place. Because most people, I would guess, are not just going to go get the $1 McNuggets. You're also going to get fries, or you're going to get a drink, or you're going to get somebody else's meal, too. You get a Big Mac or whatever.
They need to do something, though, for old people like me that are not app-friendly.
Yes.
It just seems, like, prohibitively difficult. I'm sure it's not. I've made it through other apps. I've made it through YouTube television and Fubo and stuff like that. But when you say, hey, 10 nuggets for a buck, I'm like, I'm in. I'll be there tonight. You got to do it in the app.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same.
Also at McDonald's, the $5 meal deal has been expanded through December. They have free fries Fridays, free medium fries with a $1 minimum purchase using an offer in the app. And tomorrow, November 9th, there's going to be an offer in the app for a $2 McCrispy sandwich to celebrate National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day.
I learned something about McDonald's, and maybe it's other places too, but someone I was with at McDonald's ordered fresh fries.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
And they didn't blink. They made sure that they were, like, piping oily hot.
Yeah, I've heard them say, because a lot of people were like, oh, you should order the fries without salt, because then they make a fresh batch for you. And I've seen McDonald's workers say, like, we hate it when you do that. Just ask for fresh fries and we'll make them fresh.
Yeah, there you go.
Why would they hate the other thing if it's doing the same thing?
I don't know.
That's a weird thing to hate.
When they say, it's like when you order a drink with no ice, you're like, wink, wink, I'm getting one over on you.
Well, because that's because of some of those dummies fill it up 90% with ice.
You won't fool
Kevin,
me.
Your fingernails are strangely long.
Okay.
They are?
Yeah, a little
don't
bit.
You guys think?
A little bit. Just
I
a little bit.
I mean, we're kind of on the verge of taking care of that, but they're not, yeah, I don't think they're long.
I don't think they're long.
They don't do that.
You should cut them long. Every time you get your hair cut. Then they'll be fine. They're a little bit damn
peerish. It would be way worse. Oh.
Damn peerish.
There's no points.
Well, there's no way.
They're on the
off.
Way to points.
Look at the pinky on my side.
Yeah, my pinky's always, you know, the pinkies are always a little pointy.
I love Sue. Look at the pinky that's staring me in the face.
Yeah, look at, yeah.
See, okay.
So, he put right. it in her face.
Okay.
Here you go.
Hey! What if that was the dead arm sticking out?
Well, now I know who
bed.
It is.
We are way too close on the show. Can I just say we are way too close if now we're like pointing out each other's like, you know what, your nails are getting a little long over there.
I'm just watching him type and I'm like, damn, bro.
I mean, I don't think they're that bad. I mean, again, they're like,
I don't think they're that bad either.
They're you know, you're getting to the point where you're going to do something about that, but they're not that crazy.
I mean, compared to mine.
Well, do you always like
bite them?
Yeah, that's why you think they're long.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yours are too short, Dave.
Boy,
your nails are dangerously short.
He's very protective of his long, girly nails.
They're not girly. Leave them alone.
What if I put stickers on them?
It would look more normal.
All right, Taco Bell. We've heard about the Taco Bell Decades menu. Now they are including the new Lux Cravings box featuring the 90s Gordita Supreme. So for just $7, you can get the Gordita Supreme from the 90s, a double stack taco, a beefy five-layer burrito, chips with nacho cheese sauce, and a medium drink. Just $7.
Someone remind me what a gordita is. A gordito, what did they say? The male gordita?
Let me find the exact...
Why does that make me horny?
Let me find the exact definition for you, Sue. All right, I'm on the
like
flat.
It's like a Mexican flatbread.
You have Andrew right here.
It's a flatbread.
Yeah, okay.
It's like a really thick, soft
live?
Tortilla.
I think he might
sorry.
Be doing something.
No, I'm sorry. I had to yank the mic cord out for a second, and now I'm back. What's up?
Nothing. It's a pillowy, warm flatbread loaded with savory seasoned beef, cool sour cream, crisp lettuce, a blend of mozzarella, cheddar, mm-hmm. and Monterey Jack cheeses, and topped with diced tomatoes. I think it looks
okay.
awesome.
Yeah, this is the one that they put that flatbread around a taco shell, right?
The cheesy gordita crunch, which is
that's what they
amazing.
Made fun of on SNL for all those years. Remember, they would do that fake commercial with the giant flatbread?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now I got
it. Now, the cheesy gordita crunch, boom, go to.
When you have those wheels, do you use your long, girly nails to, like, scoop up the cheese?
It holds everything together so that it doesn't fall apart. You clamp
Rachel,
on with the one
wrong.
Hand, and when you get that little bit of, like, that dig in there, it's not going anywhere.
Before you open the bag, you go...
No, it's more of a, like,
I really struggle with my nails since we're talking about nails.
Yeah, let's do.
I don't have good ones. I have good like cuticles and stuff, but the nails themselves, I have kind of like sausage fingers anyway. So they just don't grow out pretty. Like I have to keep my nails
either,
really
Rachel.
Short. Yes. I either have to have my nails like manicured and done by a professional or I have to have them very short. There is no in between with me.
Same.
Mine looks like a serial killer has killed a child and clipped its fingernails so that no one can catch them.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You look like the one that's got to crawl out of the pit that Buffalo Bill put you in.
Yikes.
We get it. You're hurt. We understand.
I
it's
think
fine.
I'd rather have Kevin's dead arm than yours.
These?
Yeah,
these look like I crawled under the bed.
He's
yeah, pulled myself up from the basement.
All right, more fast food news. More fast food news.
Surrounded by more nail talk.
Right. We'll make sure to get you thinking about fingernails as much as possible.
Fingers.
Subway. I think that might have been me. I'm sorry. I keep getting my headphones a little too close to the mic over here. Subway has launched a new $6.99 meal deal. That's a choice of any chef-crafted or custom 6-inch sandwich, chips, 2 regular cookies, and a small fountain drink, all for a suggested price of $6.99. Mm-hmm. You can stop by a Subway location, so you don't have to use the app, or you can use the app and use the code $6.99 meal at checkout. So Subway's doing it for
someone made me laugh the other day. Some comedian who was going off on Hoosiers and people complaining about prices and saying that people are so mad there's no longer a $5 foot long, saying that people need a foot worth of food for $5. It really made me laugh. Yeah. It's so true. I want a foot worth of food.
David, have you seen Nate Bargatze's bit on Uber Eats?
Yes.
I think he did it on SNL.
Everything he does cracks me up.
Nate's good, man.
I can't even remember exactly what it was, Sue, but he just did such a great job of describing the exact emotional experience you have when you order food to your house.
And he probably made it up, but it's actually happened to me. He orders so many things that he had two Uber Eats people on his porch at the same time.
Yeah.
And that has happened with me. They actually ran into each other. Like, Hank, Ned, how are you?
I have been the deliverer at a house that was getting a simultaneous delivery from somebody else with a different type of food. I was delivering Subway and the other person was delivering a pizza, and this person had a big dog that was on their porch where they wanted the food, and the dog was not seeming very friendly, and so me and this guy were just kind of no, you go first.
It's a great story.
I'm not gonna go first. You go first.
One more fast food news story.
This room makes me mean.
I know. You're not being your kindest self today, Dave.
I know.
It's fine. I kind of like that. I like mean Dave.
I went first.
Mean Dave's fun.
I'm just terrified over here. I haven't gotten hit yet, so I'm like...
And you're even throwing the bait out there sausage fingers.
Dave's got a lot of dirt on me. This can go real bad.
Here we go.
All right, one more fast food news story. TGI Fridays has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Aww. You hate to see it happen, but it's all these big chain restaurants. It's just not going super
well. Hey, Rach,
well.
Tell Sue about your most exciting date tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night is date night, and we're going to Chili's. And
She's
I've never been to Chili's. I've only ever been to Chili's in the airport, which has a limited menu.
Yeah, it's not
so
the same.
Tomorrow I'm going to a real Chili's with all the bells and whistles, and I am so excited.
First of all, you are adorable.
Thank you, Sue.
Who's never been to a Chili's? How did this happen?
This guy.
In the Metro East, there's not many. Can you back me up on that, Andrew? Are there any Chili's in the Metro East?
There is...
Maybe in Fairview Heights or something?
Yeah.
And I never really hung out there.
Fairview or something. The one that I go to is in Florissant.
Yeah.
Wait, Dave, you've never been either?
Oh, I've been.
Oh,
I love it.
Dave's been to a Chili's.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love my life.
Me and the BF, we're going to Chili's tomorrow. Yeah. And
Shorty knows what she's getting, too.
I'm getting the triple dip.
Yeah, it looks like there is only one in the Metro East.
Wow.
Only one. There's only four in the or five on the St. Louis side.
Yep. So tomorrow's the big day.
Yep. Okay, listen. Yep. I do know somebody who is in love with their Southwestern egg rolls.
I kind of want to get those. They're not on the top of
the
list.
You should get them.
That's what I hear.
If you're going to go for your first time.
Okay. Yeah, he was at an event where it was catered, and they had that, and he said it was nuts.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Yum.
Oh,
that's what Phoebe's
going to
have for her wedding. You guys want some fun facts?
Yes, please.
Congratulations to Bernard Schneider and Joe Cartwright, who just got married in Austin last week. They're both 98.
Oh, wow. That's cute.
98.
98. Wow.
He's slapping those Zagnut bars.
Oh.
What? They're married.
Oh, okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
In exercise news, researcher...
Wheels just is staring straight ahead right now.
I'm trying not to laugh too hard. I'm
doesn't want to get in trouble.
I'm just like.
They're white and bumpy. In exercise news, researchers made vampire bats run on tiny treadmills to study how they metabolize food.
No.
They're actually very good runners.
What? No!
I want to be a scientist who does that.
Tortures animals?
Well,
how do you make a bat run on a treadmill?
Yeah.
That doesn't even make sense.
Have you guys ever seen the really fat cats that have to walk on treadmills?
Yes.
That's so
it's demoralizing.
Awesome.
How do you make them do it?
They harness them,
put
kind
a donut
of.
Donut out there.
Oh, and then it starts moving. They have no choice but to move their feet.
They got to move. They got to burn the fat.
Yeah. Put a donut out there.
In vaping news, a study found that flavored vapes damage your lungs more than unflavored vapes. And the worst one are berry flavors. Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting. I wonder what about the berry makes it so
Probably just the artificialness of it.
Yeah.
Remember when vapes were the answer to smoking?
Mm-hmm.
And now they're just as bad, sometimes worse. Mm. In sporting news, since the 1940s, baseballs have been rubbed down with the same special mud.
Mississippi mud.
Yeah, to help major league pitchers get a good grip. A new study found that it really does have the exact right mix of clay and sand. Huh. Oh, no, it comes from somewhere in New Jersey.
Oh, that's right. They changed it.
Wait, they use a specific mud only?
Yep.
Wow.
And they buy it from the same company, and it's in these little jars, and then the people at the stadium use the mud and get them all up.
Pretty
cool.
A police search is underway after 43 monkeys escaped from a research facility in South Carolina on Wednesday night.
What's up with monkeys escaping and stuff?
Yeah, it sounded like a real heist. Like, one of them was smart enough to, like, unlock it.
It wasn't just, like, animal rights people breaking
in. No, it was like a Planet of the Apes Caesar kind of thing.
What kind of research are they doing?
Probably have them on treadmills chasing tiny bats.
Maybe we should stop doing research on the monkeys.
Yeah, no kidding.
If they're rising up, like...
Putting makeup on them and stuff like that.
This isn't making us look good, yeah.
I've never seen Planet of the Apes, so all references.
Ever?
Ever. None of them, zero.
Well, if I'm watching Pocahontas tonight, you're watching Planet of the Apes.
I am not watching.
What's wrong with Planet of the Apes?
It does not appeal to me in any way.
They're humanzees.
What if it was called Planet of the Monkeys?
How's that make it better?
I don't know. Monkeys are cuter than apes.
Oh, well.
What if it was called Planet of the Monkeys?
Monkeys?
No.
All in.
Nope.
Have you seen clips?
Yes, and that's when I thought, I am never watching this.
Gosh.
Oh, my God. I just looked that story up.
Which
and
one?
They're like, the monkeys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the joke was, it was monkey see, monkey do. Somebody left a gate open, and one monkey went, and they all went, well, let's go.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what happened to me with the camels that time.
Wow. The time you let all the camels out of the cage.
Yeah, right. I let the camels out of their pen when I went to get Phoebe's sheep. But it turned out to be a goat.
Oh.
Yeah. That camel, I swear to God, I can still, like, it's not going to be good for radio, but you guys will laugh. Here's the exact face the camel made as he ran by me. He would not make eye contact, and he just did this.
He's like side-eyeing you, like, hey, wait, I can go!
He did. And then the lady yelled at me. She was like, did you close the pen? I'm like, it's not my pen! They're not my camels!
Oh, you only close the pens that are yours,
yes,
ma'am.
Yes, important safety tip. Close the pen behind you.
It's like that saying, not my circus, not my monkeys. Not my pen, not my camels.
I did chase those little heifers down, though.
This story's crazy. Like, they're trying to trap these monkeys, but the monkeys are watching them as much as they're watching the monkeys, and they see the traps baited with food, I guess they're cages, and they just, like, reach in, sneaky pull it out, and run away. And they're not catching them.
Which is, again, shouldn't be doing tests on these guys.
No.
Any day now, they're going to start talking to us, and they're going to tell us how much they dislike the tests.
Yes.
That's just my take.
Me not enjoy wearing makeup. Make me feel feminine.
What?
It's a... Not inclusive monkey there.
I prefer monkey.
I'm going to get that started.
I think you should.
Yeah.
It's catchy.
I'll just go to the zoo every day and just say it until people start adopting it. Here come the monkeys.
Hey, we're the monkeys.
See? It works in so many ways. Don't make a monkey out of me. You just hit the key. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
This is awesome.
Enjoy Planet of the Apes.
Nope.